You are now listening to the Heroes for Sale podcast. Whether you are a new collector or a seasoned pro, on a daily basis, I cover topics to help you grow your hobby knowledge and strategies to make you money in the market. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Heroes for Sale podcast. My name is Adam. I am your host. I got a very interesting question on Twitter that I thought I should talk about a little bit more and maybe brainstorm as I'm talking out the concept. I kind of wanted to talk about the concept itself. So Tim's1112 asked me a question, or I had posted about my Neymar cards that I had from the 2014 set, and which is, like, these cards are crazy. And this is kind of the whole, one of the main reasons, actually, that I think the concept that I'm talking about is important, is are we still holding soccer until the 2026 World Cup? So I think, now it's strange. The strange thing here is that this season, maybe, or maybe not even this season, but this year, in the past, since the beginning of the year, probably since like January, soccer has exploded in a way that I wasn't really expecting. Like, last summer, I had been picking up soccer. You know, I picked up a bunch of Mbappe. I picked up these Neymars. I was picking these Neymars up for, like, the raw Neymars for $1 a piece. And I was picking up the PSA 10s, the 2014 World Cup cards, for like $25 a piece. And I'll admit that I bought three of the PSA 10s, and I actually sold two of them. So I sold one of them for what I paid for it. So I paid $25. I think I sold it for $25. And then I sold the other one for $70, I believe. I still have one of them. But today, like, there has been a couple different sales, and I kind of do want to wait until there's like 4 to 5 sales of the card before I say that this is what the price of the card is, because there were a few that were selling around $800, and then there were a few that were selling in the $1,200 to $1,500 range. So I do want to wait to see more of them sell in that range for me to make a definitive decision on, like, this is probably going to be the price. Now, I think the set, like the 2014 set, essentially is the 2012 Prism set for soccer, because it was the first Prism set for soccer, basically. And I think it really was one of the sets that I think people are going to look back on, and they're going to look at it, I think, pretty much the same as they look back at the 2012 set. Now, the rookies, there aren't, you know, and I know people always get upset when I talk about soccer, and they always are like, well, that's not the actual true rookie. And, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm going to talk about the cards the way that I feel like the market understands them, because I think the stickers will always be the true rookies. And also, admittedly, actually, for the Neymar cards, he has cards from 09 and 2010 and 2011. So I bought some 2010, 2011, like, it was a Panini card, but it was like a Japanese card. So I have those. And I bought them at like $7 or $8 a piece. Now, granted, I would imagine those are probably a lot more expensive. Now, I haven't looked into that card specifically, but admittedly, I know that there are going to be cards that are, or stickers. And Tom and I talked about this on the podcast the other day about why stickers are as popular as they are. And I mean, It's mainly one of the main reasons is because it's their first card, and also overseas the stickers are kind of all that there is. And I've had a couple people reach out to me and like state that as like another reason why stickers is because it's like for a while, most of the time that the sticker is going to be the first card, and because it's like it's authenticated, I think is what the terminology that I heard was that I was told, like in France and all of these other places. So like the Mbappe 2016 sticker, I think, yeah, that will probably be, I mean, I, that will probably be a card that I think needs to be talked about as his rookie. But I think sticker, the culture of stickers in the United States isn't exactly, I don't know. And I'm not sure if I think it will catch on a little bit more, but I do think that as card as the soccer cards, like rookie as within parentheses, cards go up, the stickers will go up in value as well. And I don't think it's not that I'm purposely ignoring the stickers whenever I talk soccer. It's just that like I want to talk about the cards. Like I want to talk about cards more than I want to talk about the stickers specifically. And I also want to talk about cards that I own too. So like that's another thing where like I sort of sometimes will run in, not even really an issue, but I'll run into kind of I'll run into the situation where it's like I don't talk about the stickers because I have not done the research and I don't have the knowledge where I have more of the knowledge on the cards themselves. So back to the question. The original question was, are we still holding until the 2026 World Cup? So, and here's another thing where I'll admit, like, I wasn't expecting cards. Like, I wasn't buying Neymar cards last summer, expecting that this summer there were going to be like those cards were $25 last summer, and now they're like $1,000. So, like, and same with Mbappe. I mean, the 2018 Mbappe was buying for $40 a piece. I wasn't expecting those cards to be in the $1,200 to $1,300 range at this point. Like, I thought like they would get to 12 to 13 by the time that the 2026 World Cup came around. The fact that they are, and I'm not even sure really why. That's the other kind of thing that I'm interested to. It may be a rise. Honestly, it could be. Like I was talking to Aaron from Slab Stocks. Probably at this point, it had to have been last summer about like how we thought that soccer was gonna kind of blow up, and his point that I totally agree with that I use most of the time was either soccer has to get a lot bigger in the United States, which I think it has. I think if you look at accounts like Bleacher Report, that has a whole, they have like the broadcasting rights to the Champions League. That's like a huge deal, I think, within the United States. And you see that, like, now, I think the thing that has changed pretty significantly is now you're seeing soccer on more like regular networks like Fox Sports 1, and like there's going to be Bundesliga is going to be on ESPN. So I think that's like a huge deal. And I think once we can get potentially Champions League soccer onto ESPN, I think that's when we'll see an even larger spike in popularity of soccer within the United States, because like Champions League is like, admittedly, that's kind of the, how do I want to put it? Or at least this is how it feels. I'm not 100% sure. This could be incorrect, and I'd be interested to see somebody who has maybe been watching soccer and has followed the sport maybe a little bit more closely than I have about why they think this may be the thing. It like the Champions League feels like it's the ch it feels like Champions League and then the World Cup are probably the two like most mainstream tournaments slash sets of games where the United States are very interested in what's going on. So, like, if we can get Champions League on ESPN, I think that's going to be a huge deal for the sport. And then the other point that Aaron had made was that, or cards become larger outside of the States. So, and when that happens, it's going to, the card aspect of it outside the United States would then lead to people buying soccer cards because they know soccer and that's what they want. You know, I think it's a combination of both at this point, because I think, like I said, like there was like Series A or Series I. I know I'm not 100%, I think it's Series I is how it's pronounced, but Series A, if you're, I don't know, you know, however you want to pronounce it. That's been on ESPN. Let's see. I mean, what else? I mean, obviously the Premier League this year wasn't super competitive, but I think also with soccer being the first global sport that came back, and first sport within America that came back too, because they had the MLS tournament. I think that also had a big effect on the sport itself within the United States, because I think if you look at who like the sports that people were watching, people had soccer was the only sport that was really on when you looked at it. So I think that has probably a little bit of effect as well. So I mean, I think with this growth that we've seen within the soccer market, I think we're going to start to see potentially more, I don't really know how to word it. Like, I think the potential for soccer continues to grow as the, the potential of the sport is going to continue to grow exponentially as the market grows. Because, like, if the market continues to grow quicker, like, that's just going to grow the ceiling of where I think soccer can go. So, like, 2026, you know, like, maybe last summer I was thinking, like, that's, I was thinking 2026 is where we might be double where we're at now. But now that we are where we are, I think that 2026 were actually even going to be larger than what I originally thought, because like I said, I thought that the growth was going to come slower. Like, I thought it was going to be from now until maybe 2022. Like that's a good way to put it too. I thought 2022 there was going to be some pretty good growth, because also the soccer, the World Cup, I believe, is going to be happening during the winter in the United States. So I thought that was going to be a big deal, because it was going to be like during like Christmas time when people were going to be able to watch these games. And, you know, maybe people have a little bit more time off during the days because they're off during the holiday. So I thought that was going to be a big deal. But I think, I don't know. And I guess my prediction is that I think the soccer market, we're going to see it be close to the basketball market once we get to the 2026 World Cup, especially, you know, with what's happened with Pulisic, what's happened with McKinney, what's happened with Sergio Dest, like all these young American players who, I mean, Pulisic plays for Chelsea already, but like McKinney and Dest are like going to be moving to larger teams, I would feel like, in the next year or two. And that's big for American soccer. So if American players can continue to get better, and then America, I don't know if they'll ever become like a global force like in the World Cup, but like if they can make it to the round of 16 in this next upcoming World Cup, that's going to be ginormous for the sport. Like, granted, you know, they have to make it first. But I think the growth of the young players that they have has been, has helped the sport, has helped the soccer market within the United States pretty significantly, I guess I'd put it. So, like, when I was buying the Mbappe cards last summer, I was looking at, like, Luka. I was comparing Mbappe to Luka, and I was saying, well, I think his price is one day. I was thinking, if this happens, that his prices will be close to what Luka's prices are. But now I think, with this crazy growth that we've seen in just basically a year, I'm thinking more that the prices are going to look closer to, like, Giannis. Like, I don't know if it'll ever be LeBron, like if Mbappe's cards will ever be like LeBron's cards, but I don't think Giannis is out of the realm of possibility, especially with the fact of how low the population is for the soccer products in general. Like, I think it's going to be hard to, I don't know, I think it's going to be harder to find these products going forward. Like, we'll never know the print run, that's for sure. We'll never know what the exact print run of this product was, but, you know, it can't be, it has to be, I would say it has to be very close to 2013 Prism. And you look at how many maybe it's even lower, because you look at how many Giannis Prisms there are and how many are graded. There's only like a few hundred Mbappes that are graded, and silvers, I mean, there's even less. And I mean, I would say there's probably going to be more Mbappe stuff sent in. Like, I sent in for the first time, I sent in 8 Mbappe cards to get graded, so that's going to be added to the population. I just think that the market, now that we've seen this growth, I think it's going to just exponentially grow at this point. Like, I think we're going to continue to hit these new milestones and new marks, and the prediction of where the market can go, really, I mean, it could go anywhere. It could kind of stay at this steady growth, I thought staying at steady growth, it did take until like probably February-ish for the growth to kind of go up. Like, you know, I sold an Mbappe card at $250, and then I sold another one for $600. So, like, you know, I don't know what I think the ceiling is closer to Giannis, but like if it stays at around Luka, that would also make sense to me. But I just think that, like, with the globe. Globality? Is that a word? No? I don't know. Whatever. The sport being so global and cards potentially becoming more and more global, gives the market such insane potential that, like, you know, I'm not buying these cards, so it's hard for me to say, like, if you should be buying them still, but I think that we still have a ton of room to go with a lot of these, like, Mbappe and first year 2014 Prism cards. So, I mean, I think this will be, I'll continue to be updating my opinion on this as we see more and more where the market's going to go. But that's kind of where I'm at now. I thought it was an interesting question of should we hold? I think you should be holding. The longer you can hold, the better for most. And I mean, we've seen it. The longer people are holding, the better for most in most situations. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be definitely a crazy time coming up in the next few years, especially once the World Cup comes around. And then especially, you know, once we see more Champions League stuff, we see where people go. Because I still think that the season's still going on, so we still haven't seen where some of these top players that potentially might be leaving their teams are going. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be, there's still a lot of room. And that's all I've got for today's episode. So I want to thank you all for listening. Go leave a review on iTunes if you feel so inclined. Make sure you go and follow the Heroes for Sale subreddit. Go follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all over the place. Go subscribe to the podcast. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.